from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, firefighters are hoping for a break from the fierce Santa Ana winds that have fueled massive blazes in the Los Angeles area, killing 10 people, destroying thousands of structures, and obliterating whole neighborhoods. The fires have burned more than 10,000 homes. No cause has been identified yet for the largest fires. Investigators have ruled out lightning since there were no reports of it in the Palisades area or the terrain around the Eaton fire. The next two common causes they're focusing on are fires intentionally set and those sparked by utility lines. The NYPD is making it loud and clear to drivers. They're cracking down on anyone trying to cheat their way into Manhattan's congestion relief zone.
Police are setting up all along the edges of the new toll zone and confronting drivers who are masking or covering their license plates or otherwise trying to fool the cameras and dodge the toll. The department issued 113 summonses on Wednesday, seized 10 vehicles, and gave out 52 violations for improper or covered plates. The department said it only stopped 12 toll cheats on Tuesday. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A family is suing the Howell Township School District and the private bus company the district uses, claiming a bus aide hit their 9-year-old son multiple times last March with a trash grabber tool. The boy, who is nonverbal and is on the autism spectrum, came home crying and bloodied with a cut on his hand, they say. The first student bus aide, Quentin Schwartz, is awaiting trial on child endangerment charges. The family also says their son's been the victim of retaliation by the school after learning the family is suing the district. Dry January or dryuary, whatever you want to call it. This is the month when many people decide not to drink and reset their bodies following the many holiday celebrations. Ethan Cowan at the Rutgers Addiction Research Center says there are immediate physical health benefits related to dry January.
So what people will usually first notice when they stop drinking is that they tend to sleep better, they sleep through the night, and they wake up much more rested.
They may also notice improved energy immediately, fewer stomach pains, and less reflux, as alcohol can wreak havoc on the gastrointestinal tract. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on demand. How much snow can we expect tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's only one storm system in the forecast here for tomorrow morning. The snow accumulation outlook has ticked up a little bit. We're still only looking at an inch or maybe two of accumulation at the most. Watch for pockets of low visibility and slippery spots through this time tomorrow morning. For today, not as windy, not as cold as it has been. With increasing clouds, we're staying dry. Highs this afternoon, 35 to 40 degrees. Cloudy and cold tonight, lows in the mid-20s. A snow shower may creep in after midnight. For tomorrow morning, a period of light snow. Tomorrow afternoon, clearing with a stiff breeze. Highs for your Saturday in the mid-30s. Sunday looking like a nice January day with sunny skies and highs around 40 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Pet Center and Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com. Right now, Clark is 34, Middletown's 33, Atlantic City is also 33. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.